Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our one-on-one with the pros, but actually it's one-on-two, because today we have our friends in here from a Green Country Village Senior Living Community, and Casey, you brought a friend.
I did. I brought Amy Wallstra, who's our residency counselor.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing fine. You know, the sun's out. I'm on the right side of the grass. I got two things going for me. Three. You guys are here. I like that.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Yep. So Amy joined us last June, and she has recently become a residency counselor, which means that, like, she follows our prospective residents from beginning to end, and her attention to detail is much better than mine, and so we're a good yin and yang. We're a good yin and yang. I'm big picture, and she is attention to detail. So.
Oh, you got like that. You guys are just made for each other.
Yes. We're a great team.
Oh, yes. Indeed. I got to tell you, at Green Country Village, it does take a good team out there, and you got a great one, too, from top to bottom.
We sure do.
From the time you hit the property to the time you start asking questions to the time you get even settled in, it is all top-notch, and I can say that because I've been out there recently again.
Yes.
So we got the nickel tour, which was really nice, and I got to tell you, every time I come out to visit, there's always more things to do, more activities, and more fun, more living going on there, because it is senior living.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We changed that name from retirement community to senior living, and as things open up, we're able to bring more people in. Our folks can go out on, you know, day trips, that kind of thing. So it's been really a lot of fun to see things open up.
And great to see the families back in,
I think, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
That doesn't light up a resident, I don't know what will.
Yeah, the smiles now, it's just wonderful. Because like Casey said, I came in the middle kind of COVID. And so I didn't get to see what Green Country Village really all had to offer until we got to start seeing more of the interactions with going out on field trips and getting speakers in and artists in. It's been great. And seeing the families, our Memorial Day picnic was our first event since COVID, and it was just wonderful.
I imagine, you know, here's everybody thinking for a moment, okay, we're all together, we're outside. Okay, it's starting to feel normal again. Kind of one step at a time, wasn't it?
It was, but it was really welcome. You know, one of the things that benefited Green Country Village is we were able to internally open. So our residents were able to have internal fun things to do. I know it's not the same as having family and friends in, but you know, we were keeping our people safe, and that was our number one priority. However, now that our vaccine clinic has been so successful and our residents and their families are being so careful, it is pretty normal again, and it's been lovely to see.
It really has.
You know, some of the conversations that you kind of pass by people in the hall, they're smiling, they're happy, everybody's upbeat, and it just seems like the neighborhood, the gang's all back, you know, and it's really got that good feel, I thought. So,
well, one of the funny things is not only has our community opened up, but the community has opened up to us. So in June, Amy and I had a record month of deposits and people moving in. I think people were like waiting either for their loved one. You know, if you're caregiving, you're really thinking seriously about what's that going to look like for you. Am I going to get to visit mom or dad or my spouse? And then
you're
also
looking big picture. Yeah.
Yeah. And so there was a lot of time that people were kind of holding off. And also in independent living, it's a choice. And so they're saying, I'm going to wait just a little bit more. But now I see the housing market is so good.
Boom. I really think that's made a huge difference in Bartlesville and the whole surrounding area. You know, the housing market is just unbelievable. And yeah. So those people that have waited and considered moving are seeing now is the time to do it.
They can put up their house for sale and they'll have qualified buyers in an hour.
That is so true. We just had a new resident move in and she said they were still packing up her things and they had people knocking on the door to see the house. It wasn't even listed yet. So
right. And yeah. as is. And which was a big thing for our seniors is like, you know, one thing I know personally for me, when I think about like, if ever I were to sell my house, I want to do this or I want to do that.
Right. And it can be overwhelming. But right now, that is not the case. And we, on our end, too, try to make it as simple as possible for anyone moving in.
You know, and I can think of somebody who's been in that house for a good long time. It takes the sting out of packing and moving when all of a sudden you see that check come in. It's like, yes, okay, I'm ready to go, you know, and I'm going to stick the rest of this in the bank.
Well, and I think, too, like, there are services out there. We have some downsizers and some people that can assist with estate sales, downsizing, so that if you don't have to sell immediately, if you have a few months, you can move into Green Country Village, get settled in, and then let the professionals do their job. But what we're seeing is people want to decorate their homes the way they want to. So why go to that bother and expense if you don't want to hassle with it? So move into Green Country Village, take some time, and then let the professionals come in, and then let the people buy it and do what they want to do.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Works out pretty good. So, Amy, you got here in the middle of COVID.
That's
an interesting time to be taking a new position.
Yes, I moved to Oklahoma actually in February of last year. And then I started at Green Country in June.
And interesting time, but you know, as a professional, and especially in your capacity, there's never a shortage of things to do.
Certainly not. There's never a shortage of things to do. And that's why I love working at Green Country Village, because every day is different. I love working with the prospects and our current residents. It's just been really fulfilling for me. I had older parents growing up, and I saw my dad and mom wait too long, and my dad ended up in a nursing home. And I really wish they had more freedom to enjoy those years. And that's what I enjoy doing, is really helping people get into the senior living community, be it either the independent living, assisted living, or even memory care, and have the best life and the best possible care that they can, so they can enjoy life.
What kind of resistance, if any, do you get from some folks who were kind of on the precipice there? The house starts to get a little bit too
It's usually that the yard work is too much. A lot of times the women are tired of cooking. And I've even had a few husbands say they're tired of their wives cooking. And so, you know, they love the idea of moving into our community and having all the activities that they want to do, go and travel if they want, and they know they just have to turn the key in their apartment door and leave and know that their things are safe and have that freedom of living.
You know what I like? It's, you know, if you're looking for your key to get into your door to your
new home, lost it.
you're in good company, because one, it's going to be out of the elements, so you don't have to worry about it being so blazing hot or so freezing cold while you're fumbling with the keys. You don't have to be in a hurry. You're relaxed because you're right there with family. I mean, your neighbors are pretty much like family.
Oh, and all of us at Green Country like to think of everyone there as family.
Indeed. So it's really not a hassle.
You have that peace of mind that you probably didn't have while living in a home, in a house.
Wow. Yeah. And you got such a great support network there, too, don't you?
Well, Amy was talking about having senior parents, and I have senior parents, too. And as an adult child, thinking of my parents, if I'm not living in Bartlesville, or even if I am, that knowing that my parent...
Having that peace of mind.
Peace of mind. And knowing that they're being entertained, or being well fed, or their medications are managed, mm-hmm. or,
and they have social interaction,
right? And so as adult children, we see it from the children's perspective, but also we see it from our, you know, quote, parents' perspective as well, mm-hmm. of what quality of life can be at Green Country Village.
Amazing is what it looks like to me. I mean, goodness sakes, you got wee bowling leagues, you got everything going on there, and when it's time for meals, you're being served in what would pass for probably one of the better quality restaurants in all of Northeast Oklahoma. You got
this. I would say so. Yeah,
most definitely.
I'd put it in the top five. Yeah.
We like to tease and say it's the cruise ship that doesn't go anywhere, because you can come out of your apartment, you know, and enjoy everything, the activities, the food, the social life, and then when you're ready, you go back to your apartment and shut the door and you're home.
That's a great analogy. I was thinking about that when I was leaving last week. I said, you know, this is kind of like being on a cruise without all the obnoxious stuff. You
know? Absolutely. And we're proud to say that our life enrichment. So we've changed, I mean, we talk about activities, but mm-hmm. we've changed the wording from activities to life enrichment, because activities is what a person does.
Yeah.
Life enrichment is who a person is.
Yes.
And so we have residents who have expressed that they're interested in recycling or gardening or wood shopping. And so we want to enrich their lives. We want that lifestyle that they're accustomed to or want to explore to move to Green Country. And so activities we do, but life enrichment is who we are.
I ran across something today. I'm taking a look at Jace's calendar of events. Ringo Starr turns 81 today.
Mm-hmm.
Drummer with the Beatles.
Right.
You got a few drummers who are pretty famous out there.
Yes, we sure
Green
do.
Country.
Yes.
Come on, Ringo. You know.
That's right.
You got to keep up with these guys.
Yeah. Well, our drumming group is getting ready to go to a church activity.
Oh.
On Friday night, they've been requested because they're so famous with our 50 million followers on.
Plus.
Yeah.
Well, and we have people calling also. Prospective future residents wanting to come and watch our drummers.
Wow.
Yeah. You have
it's
a red hat group. That's
a red hat, the ladies' red hat group, and I would love to have them.
Oh, wow. That is really cool. I think that is just amazing. So, you know, now you've got that as your calling card, too. I want to be in the band.
That's right. Some things that we're really looking forward to is we're going to have our first annual or second annual 30th anniversary party, because we can open up. So we're going to be having a big party September 10th.
Oh, wow.
And our 30th anniversary was last year, but we're going to just double up the fun.
You should.
Yes.
Because you missed out on
yes. And then September 18th, we're doing a walk for Alzheimer's. A lot of our staff.
Yep. In Tulsa.
In Tulsa, right.
Yep.
And we raise money for Alzheimer's Association. So if you are a person that has strong feelings about supporting the Alzheimer's Association, contact us, and we would love to have you on our team. And then October, tell.
And in October on the 23rd.
I think that's the date we finally set.
Yes, we have been planning this, and everyone's been waiting. We are going to have our car show again this year.
Yes.
I loved
it.
So
for all those car enthusiasts around Bartlesville and the area, it is going to be a wonderful event.
Yes.
Now, I have a teenager at home, and she takes a look at these cars, and she just marvels at them. She said, "These are kind of pretty. You mean people actually drove these?" Yes! Some of us actually did.
That's right. So if you have any questions, just call us at 918-335-2086. Yeah. But visit us on our Facebook, because it's awesome. There's so much fun stuff on that page. And it's Green Country Village.
It is. And, of course, if you want to make arrangements to take a look, see, just give you guys a call.
Please, give us a call.
Give us a call. Walk on in. Somebody will be here to escort you and make you feel welcome.
Boy, do they ever. I got the major spoilage treatment. Thank you very much, Casey. last time I was there, it was amazing. And everybody gets the same treatment, so don't think otherwise.
You're not my favorite. I mean, you are my favorite, but
Everybody gets the same thing,
yeah,
you know.
That's right.
Everybody gets appreciated equally. Well, ladies, I want to thank you very much. And if you want to drive by, you're right there on Swan Drive.
Right across from Walmart.
Right on Swan Drive, 1025. Can't miss us with the pond and the big fountain out back.
Yes.
Miles away from everything, but still close to everything.
Correct.
So, yeah. I tell you, once you get on the property, everything else just kind of disappears and fades away. But it's nice to know it's all close. Thanks, ladies, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.